Element Sugar Studio.
Jen, Bob from RDI. How are you?
Bob, what's up?
Not too much. Just checking in with you, see what's going on with you.
Not much.
Yeah.
I'm busy, but I am. I got one of my blocks going where I can't, like, move.
Right.
You know?
Yep. I get it.
And the jobs keep piling up, and I'm just like, stuttering.
Hmm.
So, whatever. I'll figure it out in a minute.
Yeah. Just got to get focused a little.
I mean, going to Ireland was a huge hiccup, you know?
Yeah. How was the trip?
Coming back. I mean, it was, you know,
I mean,
Aaron's mom was in the hospital.
Right.
You know, so we spent probably most of our fun free time just in the hospital, you know?
Right. So it worked out the way you were fearing it was going to work out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, ate a bunch of hospital cafeteria food. And,
oh,
you know.
The best. Absolute best.
Yeah. See, what was happening was we were, everybody was doing, us and the sisters were doing shifts.
Right.
So the two sisters would get the early morning to mid-morning shift.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would come in about lunchish.
Right.
And we would stay till, like, just after dinner. Somebody had to be there when she ate.
Sure.
Because she couldn't, at first she couldn't feed herself, you know.
Right.
And they would just drop the food and leave, and you're just like, really? So, yeah. So we would be there for two meals, which was unfair at best.
Yeah.
And then one other sister would come in at about 5, but she was never there at 5. She'd get there at, like, 5:45.
Yeah.
And then we would leave. So, you know, our bulk of our days were just shat up, you know, but I guess whatever.
Did you have any fun at all?
To spend time. You know, we went to a couple pubs that were fun. And
right.
We went to Grafton Street one day, but it's just so touristy and busy. We were just
right.
Like, ugh. So,
how was the weather?
It was really nice, actually.
Yeah? Nice. Good.
It was
40,
sunny the whole time. It only rained the last day we were there.
For Ireland,
we were
that's
leaving.
Not bad.
Yeah. And it was like 40s in the night, and like it would get up close to 60 in the day.
Yeah, it's great for the
No, it was really
year.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, it was great. But, you know, we didn't get to, you know.
You didn't get to experience it. You're looking out of the hospital window.
But we didn't even have a window, you know.
No, not even
there,
a window
you don't
there.
You get a private room. So there's like a ward.
Right.
So there's like 5 patients per room.
Ugh.
And we were at the very by the door, you know.
I forget how it is over in Europe compared to here.
Yeah. Now here you get a private room, and
right.
Maybe you have to share, but that's really rare.
Maybe,
know?
Yeah. Not hardly anymore. That happens anymore.
Yeah, hardly, yeah. So, and they would just drop her pills in, like, in a little cup and be like, okay, bye. And they wouldn't even
that's
get
it?
Like here. They stand your wristband, and they sit there, and they stand there until you take them.
Right.
But there they just, here's her medicine. Like, okay.
Somebody give it to her. There you go. Wow. Did she get any better while you were there?
Yeah. The first few days she was like hallucinating because they tried to kill her right before we went. They tried to overdose her on fentanyl.
What?
They were trying to get a sweet spot between her being in pain and being unconscious because you don't want to render an old person unconscious because they need to be able to breathe, you know?
Sure.
But then when she was in pain, she wouldn't breathe either. She would take these little shallow breaths because it hurt because her ribs were broken.
Mm.
So they were trying to find a sweet spot. Well, they missed. And they had to Narcan her. So,
wow.
So she was like hallucinating. She'd be like, these flies, you know, and she'd be swatting at shit that wasn't there. And I was like, oh, okay. And she was seeing dead relatives. And I'm like, oh, that's bad, you know. Every day we'd leave the hospital and we'd drive and we'd be like, well, you know, and Aaron would cry a little. And he's like, you know, she'd be dead by tomorrow. Nope, she's fine. But we'd get back and she'd still be there. But eventually they found that one of her lungs was collapsed because a bunch of fluid was building in her rib cage.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to go for an operation to put a tube in, a drain, to thoracic surgeons. And then after that, she was perfect.
Wow. So most of this was caused by just not diagnosing her right.
Well, I mean, she cracked her ribs, and she was in pain. But by the time they did that, she almost been in 2 weeks. So their ribs had kind of, like, fused. And she healed really well. They're like, I can't believe you're healing.
That's incredible.
It was a 92-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're like, you know, we figure your baseline was, you know, pretty good. Because she's usually pretty active and, you know, and mm-hmm. pretty, and she has her full facilities of her mind. So, mm-hmm. you know, and she has the will to live. So,
right.
boom, she did. And, I mean, she was in the hospital when we left still, but she was sitting up and eating and feeding herself. And she couldn't, she was having trouble standing up. Like, she couldn't stand up. She, you know, 'cause she'd been laying down for 2 weeks.
Have they released her yet?
Yep, she is currently back in the back at her retirement home or the nursing home. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. she's got.
I think she's still going through like physio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, but you know, in the meantime, we're
feel,
like, boo.
He has to feel better about that, then, right, Aaron?
Yeah. 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 I mean, you know, everybody wanted her back there anyway.
Right.
Because it's, you know, it's deadly to be
sure.
in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it's a lot of trial and error stuff over there.
So our trip was, you know.
Yeah, sucked.
It was. He got to spend some really good time with her, though. I will say that.
Definitely.
Hours and hours and hours.
Well, at this point in her life, it's probably better
mm-hmm.
than, you know, because
right.
you know, it's inevitability that something's going to happen before too long, you know. So.
I feel like if she was at the nursing home, you know, when we were there.
Right. Right.
Well, because we still had to go visit his sister who's in there because she has MS. They live in the same nursing home.
Oh, really? Okay.
And she's 60.
Hmm.
Well, she just turned 60.
Oh, that's awful.
So
does that
we would go
run,
see her.
Does,
and
does MS run on the female side of the family?
I don't think so, no.
Huh.
So
interesting.
We would go see her and... we wouldn't be there long because it's really depressing. It's a really nice nursing home, but still, it's a
yeah.
nursing home. You know?
Right.
There's still people like propped in a corner, like drooling, you know, and you're just like, whoa. So I feel like we spent actually way more time with her than we probably would have.
Yeah.
Because we've probably seen her for a couple days and like skedaddled and gone.
Sure, gone and have fun.
Somewhere else. Uh-huh, but this forced him to spend lots of time with her, so.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like he did his dues.
Yep, that's probably the way it was supposed to go.
I felt a little robbed, you know, because I was like,
yeah.
one day I was like, I'm not going with you. And he's like, what? I'm like, I'm not going with you. I'm going to stay and get my nails done. I said, I'll take the train, because there's trains, you know, that run. I was like, you know, from where
right.
we were to right by the hospital. I was like, I'll take the train later.
Yeah.
He was like, what? I was like, mm-mm, nope, not my mom. I got my own sick mom.
Right.
I was there every other day, you know?
Sure. Well, that's a lot.
Like,
for
I'm going to stay
long.
Here and get my damn nails done.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever. It was good. We, you know, we're busy as shit, but no calls for diamonds.
Okay. Well, if anything changes, let me know. Give my best.
You know,
care.
I will.
I appreciate
I will.
It. Thanks.
Well, you doing all right?
Yeah, yeah. No, just turned 74 the other day.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks. My wife turned 76 yesterday.
Oh, an older woman.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She was. Yeah. I. That was. It's funny. You know. The. I don't know if I ever told you the story, but we were both working at the same store. She was like a department over from where I was, and I was talking to one of the women that worked with me, and I pointed to her, and I said, you see that girl over there? And she says, yeah. I says, what about her? I says, I'm going to wind up marrying her. And she says, who is she? She says, I don't know. I said, never talked to her. I just knew I'm going to wind up marrying her. And I avoided her for like 2 months because I knew what was going to happen. So I just said, no, not even going to go talk to her because I don't want to get married at this point. So, and that's what happened.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, it was pretty clear. But then if you know me, my background, this kind of stuff happened to me all my whole life. I've always had kind of being in touch with weird stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Just, I don't know what it was, but I just saw it there. And, yeah.
Crazy.
Although I did think I was going to die before I hit 40. So that was wrong.
Very wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. By a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. When Aaron was like, she was seeing her mom was having all these hallucinations. And we drove home that night.
Yeah.
He's like, well, it's okay as long as she doesn't start seeing dead relatives.
Right.
And we came in the next day, and she was like, I saw me mom and me dad last night. And we were like, oh shit.
Oh, shit. One of the times I was in the hospital in 2016, I was on Dilaudid, and I hallucinated like crazy.
Oh!
And so I got, I told them, I said, I don't want to go on that stuff ever again, because that was bad. I mean, I had the bugs, too. They were walking me down the hallway once to exercise me a little bit, and I was, like, stepping over stuff, and the nurse that was walking me, she says, what are you doing? She says, I'm trying not to step on all those spiders. And she started laughing. She says, what spiders?
Right.
And I saw...
But his mom was like, there's flies, birds, people, and we were like, nope, none of that.
I had friends from my office floating over me every once in a while, too. And, hey,
yeah,
well,
I think she was on, like, pain meds. And,
yeah, that's what
yeah,
this was, really a powerful pain med. And I had... At one point, one of my friends from the office was sitting there talking with me and my wife, and I was in the middle of conversation with him, and then... Apparently, I must have dozed off like really quick for like 10 minutes, and I came back and I started continuing the conversation right where I left it off.
Started right back up.
And they both started laughing at me. He says, "What are you laughing at?" He says, "Well, you've been out for 10 minutes." What?
Well, right before we left, his mom told us that when they came to see her, she told us to go back, that she wasn't like, she's not coming with them. She was. We were like,
yeah.
And she was pretty. She was out. She wasn't hallucinating anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, sure.
There you
go.
Uh-huh, sure thing.
Some of those drugs are pretty strong.
So when they did the thoracic drain, when they drained the stuff, the fluid off her chest from the, she came, they gave her ketamine, because they don't like to knock, like, elderly people out. So, you know, they gave her ketamine, and she came back in, and she's like, oh, the things I just saw. I was like, I know. I was like, it's just ketamine, you know, it's crazy stuff. And she was like, oh, my God. I was like, yeah, that's good shit. So, whatever. All right.
All right, my dear.
Well,
anything comes up,
we'll
let me know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.